A potential new treatment for Alzheimer's disease, partly based on technology developed in Connecticut, has proven in an early clinical trial to reverse some of the cognitive decline, which is a hallmark of the disease. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports.
Most current approaches to slowing or trying to cure Alzheimer's involve drugs, but this is a medical device. It's a close-fitting cap containing an array of antennae that can provide a dose of radio waves to the brain of a patient. In a small trial of just 8 patients wearing the device in daily sessions over 2 months, it was shown to reverse cognitive decline in all but one.
7 out of 8 patients were either stable or their scores actually improved. I think the average score improvement was over 4 points, which is like nobody sees that in an Alzheimer's test.
That's Stratford-based angel investor Dr. Ed Goodwin, who's on the board of the company behind the device, NeuroEM Therapeutics. While it's a great result, he says there's a long way to go yet.
I think cautious optimism describes everybody's view in early stage studies, which is very appropriate. Alzheimer's disease has been extraordinarily difficult nut to crack.
Eric Knight, the Connecticut-based inventor who collaborated with NeuroEM to develop the technology, calls the trial outcome
by far the proudest moment of my professional life. As an inventor and entrepreneur, all you can hope for is to have opportunities to make a positive impact on society, and this is about as important as it gets.
The company now expects to move into a larger, year-long trial involving 120 patients at several institutions and testing different versions of the treatment. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.